Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, John, what are you up to?
Hi, Snookers. How you doing?
I'm doing great. By the way, tonight, I'm going to mention this real quick. If you're listening to our show and you want to call in, you're welcome to call in tonight and ask a question of our guest. This is a past guest we've had before, and it was a great show. The call-in number is 714-242-5272. That's 714-242-5272. And if you're looking at it on your computer, it's right there in front of you. Dial in, ask questions. And our guest tonight is, this is going to be a hell of a show, John.
I'll tell you what, we got one guest for the whole time we're going to be on. This is going to be fun.
Well, we had such a response last time he was on the show, and I'm not going to steal his thunder. I'm going to let him tell his story. But the gist of it is this guy is a psychic medium. He's a doctor, PhD. He's a psychic medium. He once was a chef, and he also is a sexologist. So come on, we got to give this guy a whole hour.
So he cooks up ghost ribs, puts them on the grill, and then tells his wife what she's doing wrong. So this is fine.
Yes. Well, he was such a good guest we had before, and I wanted Patrick to come on. He asked for John and I to send a photograph today. He needed a recent photograph. He's going to, on the air, he is going to do a psychic medium reading. God knows what's going to happen.
I can't wait.
I mean, this guy sees dead people. So he told me that he doesn't know, nor do we, what may happen. He only goes with what he sees. So,
right.
John, only thing I'll tell you is when I sent your photo to him today, he said, that is one dark individual.
I am. I don't have a lot of melanin, but perhaps I am dark. But I do rescue bunnies.
You do rescue bunnies.
I do not cook them.
Yes, right. You are.
I do not cook them. Anybody cooks bunnies should be hung up and fried like a bunny. Fricassee.
Well, what we talked about last week, you're the bunny whisperer. Is that what,
the bunny whisperer. My God. We rescued the little guys. Dusk did not make it. It was Dawn and Dusk. And Dawn I was able to save, but Dusk ran back in the pipe. And we were never able to get her out. We tried again. We had the fire department and the police department and, whole EMS. I was one in charge. It was kind of funny. They called me the Bunny Whisperer in New Providence, New Jersey. I'm known as the Bunny Whisperer, whatever. I got one. I could not get the other. And the other was terrified. There's a write-up on Nugget von Beelzebunny. There's also a write-up on my thing where I did a whole write-up of the attempted rescue of the second. It's a tearjerker. Please read on.
It is a tear.
I love pulling people's tears.
Well, for people who don't have a clue what we're talking about, go to John Dilley at Facebook or go to – I guess they can they find the story on your website too, DefCon Sauces?
No. It won't be on DefConSauces.com, but it will be on John Dilley and DefCon Sauces on Facebook. The story is a gut-wrencher. It really is. I like to write. I've always been, and it's like Watership Down, take it to the next level.
Yep.
It's one of those.
Yep. I was really holding back the frogs. It was a tearjerker. So anyway, he saved a bunny out of the sewer. If you want to hear the whole story or read the whole story, it's a tearjerker.
Yeah.
All right, our guest is calling in. Like I said, this is going to be an unpredictable show. If you want to call in and talk to the good doctor, Patrick Fetters, I can't even say his name, Patrick Fetters, then you can call in, ask any questions. He's going to do a meeting on John and I tonight. And then we're going to, after the first part of the show, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about sex. One of our favorite subjects. All right. So without further ado, let me press the button and if everything's working right, Dr. Patrick Fetters, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What up?
I don't know where to start. Here's where we're going to start tonight. For those who missed the first time you were on the show,
I was on the turnpike.
You were on the turnpike.
Yes.
I had so many people who contacted me. Like that was like one of you guys' best shows, and it was. So what I want to do is give everybody a brief synopsis of what you do, who you are, and you've got to tell the story. Just do me a favor when you tell your story. Tell the story how when you used to be a chef and what happened in the kitchen. So I'll give you 5 minutes. Explain to everyone who you are and what you see.
And, Frank, no more of the three-syllable words, okay? Okay, continue.
All right. Well, so when I was younger, I was a chef. I worked in many of kitchens, and basically, since I was a little kid, I've always seen dead people. We always make the joke, but when I'd be in the kitchen and I'd be cooking, my guests that would be coming in to eat would be also bringing their family, but not so much the living. So I'd be getting all the dead relatives and stuff coming into the kitchen, and I'm like, okay, well, I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. Just too much going on. So I stopped being a chef as much as it pained me to do so, and I then became a medium. And I've been doing that for about 28 years.
Wow.
Professionally, probably about half of that. But I mean, I've
but you
been
never
using
became
my...
a large.
Nope, nope. However, I am very large. So.
I mean, you know, it's funny, John. You hear people say too many cooks in the kitchen. I mean, this guy, he literally had too many
people.
Yeah, no,
well, hey, at least he had somebody with the soup spoon and a stir to shit when he walked away. They're cooking for the dead people that the family that sat down brought with them. It works.
Yeah, well, it's odd when spices are being thrown into, you know, sauces that are not supposed to be spiced, and they're like, oh no, this is how I always did it for my little kids. So the reaction.
I'll be doing it in my next life. I'll be doing that. Yeah, that's good.
All right, Dr. Patrick, I got a question before we get into the readings and the stuff we talked about that we're going to do tonight, but. You know, I go to estate auctions, which I call the dead people auction. And last week, you wrote on my Facebook page that I need to be careful of what I bring home.
I'm going with Patrick on this one. You do, because that shit is weird. You buy some green couch thing, don't bring that home.
But I want to know.
It's there for a reason. Nobody else wanted it, and you're paying $1 for it. Don't go home with it.
It's a good thing for a dollar, but I want to know: can spirit live inside furniture?
Well, typically, they can. I mean, spirits can live in a lot of different things. They typically will stick with a home, like a family home, instead of, you know, going with like a rosary or a couch or a bed or something similar to that. I always have a hard time going to estate auctions and like flea markets, stuff like that, with my fiance, because she will purposely hand me things. So that I get a flash of who that belonged to and the history of it. So that she has something.
Okay, so a fiance is not, you can actually put shoes on her and they don't fall to the floor.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
I'm glad. This is good.
Yes, this is good. She's very
okay, I had
very
to ask.
Alive.
I had to ask.
Very alive and well.
Okay, good. And tell her I said hi. The dark guy.
Right, well.
Dark Vader. Yes.
You would be cool, Patrick, to take to these estate auctions, because sometimes I always wonder, like, where did it come from? You wonder about the people. So next time you're in Maryland, you're going to the dead people auction with me, because it'd be cool to, like, hey
Jesus
Patrick,
Christ. And make sure you go. Give him some enveloped bad thing. And, oh, here, take this to your house. It's a lamp. It killed three people. Put this in your living room.
But really, wouldn't it be cool to have to know who's, like, if you bought a couch, whose ass had sat on that couch before?
Actually, no.
Well,
no.
It does depend, but yes.
It could be Jeffrey Dahmer, dude. He's going to eat your foot while you're sleeping.
All right. No, I just wondered, because you made
just
the
saying.
Comment, like, be careful what I bring home. So, that, you know, now every time I go to the auction, I'm like, I'm freaked out. Oh, my God, geez, am I bringing home Aunt Harriet with me when I go buy, like, one of her lamps or something?
Yes, you are. Bring it home. You want to bring it home.
it's amazing what you can bring home, though. And sometimes
Herpes.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't show itself immediately either, so.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's gonorrhea. That can last forever. Chlamydia,
count.
I mean, you never know.
That dollar count is going to haunt me like 3 months from now. I can't wait. All right, so here we go. Here's what we did. So Patrick said, and I can call you Patrick, do I need to call you doctor? Which way do you want me to
no,
call
you?
No, you
can call
Patrick?
Patrick's fine. Just Patrick's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
So Patrick wanted us to send photographs. He needed a recent photograph of both John and I, and he's going to attempt to do a psychic reading tonight on the show of both of us. So I'm going to
turn it over to
you. It's
a recent photograph. Yeah.
Yeah. You tell us what you see, and I'm not sure I want to hear, but go for it.
Okay.
This is great. Do Frank first. Just save me for last. I always like being last.
Okay. Well,
yes,
well,
please.
Let's see here. So with Frank, when I looked at your photo, you have a spirit that is following you. Let me just tell you about some of it. You both have spirits around you, but there's spirits around you, and then there's also things that I've been told to tell you, and then there are things that, like, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, yes or no answers, and so on.
All right.
So let's start off. So you have a curly blonde to reddish hair, short in height woman. She's got light eyes, and she has glasses. Not exactly sure on who this would be, but to tell you that she's short. So she's short in height, but she's really tall in her personality.
That
so she's
dead?
Always had a.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
this is a dead woman.
She's probably dead. Well, from what I could see, yeah, it's a dead woman.
Okay.
She's in the carpet, Frank.
So when I'm looking at a photo, it's a little bit different than if I was looking at you standing in front of me.
Okay.
So I can't necessarily always tell if she's living or dead, or if she's just on your mind as you took the picture.
Mm. Interesting.
She's got short, curly, blonde hair and glasses, but she's
short
in stature, but big in personality. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, your personality is always fantastic. You can
it doesn't take much to stage you. Come on, man. Come on.
she would
be the
center of attention. She'd always want. She'd have a lot of friends. Always be friendly. Big smile.
Wow, sounds like a Jersey chick.
So it could either has glasses or she has contacts. At one point in time in her life.
Okay.
Is he on? Is he on?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm sitting here racking.
Okay. I don't know. Oh, come on now.
It's not fair because everybody's short to me because I'm 6'5". So how short is this woman?
You know, and I say the same thing because I'm 6'5". So when I'm doing a live reading, I'm like, well, they're short to me. I'm going to say probably under 5'9", 5'8".
Okay. Well, that's actually kind of tall. So you've added some more people to the equation.
And the first girlfriend was 4'10", 10.5". That's kind of cool.
I do have a woman.
Okay. Are you going to ask me like questions?
Oh God, here we go.
Yes, no question. Because I do have a woman in my mind that kind of meets that criteria that I'm not sure I was thinking about her when I was taking that photograph.
It's your mother?
But,
where are we going with this?
Okay.
Is there any initials?
Or Dios. So I did get an A, but I don't know if that's the first name.
Well, that was the A. She was probably calling me an asshole. Okay, so the A, I got that.
It could be A girlfriend.
No. It's definitely a name. So it could be Amy. It's a shorter name too. So.
Short
it wouldn't be like
a
Antoinette, let me take. I mean, no, where are we going?
Yeah,
okay.
So it wouldn't be like Antoinette. It would be like Amy or
Anne or something like
Anne.
That.
Yeah.
Because Frank is a simple person. He's a simple person.
Now I'm going to stop you for a second. So this is not unusual because I've actually seen people on before that they actually don't realize who you're talking about till later. But right now, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Nothing's really registering at the moment.
Okay.
There is one woman that is alive. I don't know if I was thinking about that.
It's the last one who's alive. Oh, she will not be as of tomorrow. As when dawn breaks, she will not be. What the hell is that? Oh my God. Oh my God!
Right.
Well, she was.
There's one remaining.
Okay, so why is she following me around?
Why is she following you around?
Yeah.
That I'm not exactly sure.
She wants food.
She likes barbecue.
Sorry. Some of the things that she kind of pointed me in a direction was that something new in work will happen.
Okay.
So I know that that's very like out there, but it could be new job, new business
new
partners,
labels. Right?
You know, all these new things that are coming out. So something new will happen in the near future.
Hey, dude, wait a minute. Whoa, time out. I just had a cold shiver up my back. I just realized who it is.
Uh-huh.
What?
Dude, that's
okay.
Weird. I just realized something. Okay.
You just shit yourself.
Is it possible that this woman may have owned the home that I'm in?
It is possible.
She was a short woman with blondish hair with glasses. Now that I think about it, that's freaky.
And she went back into her house. So you're the dead one.
No, she went back into the house. I was in her old bathroom
when
I took that picture.
That could very well be. Because a lot of the times, like if you're standing here next to me right now, I might be seeing a different person. Or a different spirit, because it can be what's in the house, and it just so happens that you took the photo at the time that you're standing next to you.
And then she could have had beers after that. Right.
You know what? It just dawned on me. The lady who used to own this home, what was her name? I got to think about what her name is. Was it a short name? I don't know. I have to go think about that.
It was wrapped up in carpet. I mean...
She actually passed away, had cancer, and her daughter took this home, and it was on the market for 4 years, and nobody wanted the house because it was haunted.
Now we get it. There it is.
Do you know what kind of cancer?
I don't know.
Because cancer is on my list here, so.
I gave you that one.
Give me something else.
I had lung cancer written down here. So.
Oh really?
I didn't. So
that's
I didn't so much
she
was, think that
she
it
was tired of talking to Frank.
let's see. So and also
so
she points
this. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sure. So she points to an injury in your leg or hand.
Injury to my leg. I've got a tick bite on my leg.
Right now?
Okay.
I was thinking a country song. Let me check you for ticks. I mean, where are we going with this?
I'm trying to be serious here. I do have an issue with a heel on my foot. Okay.
Because she kept pointing towards, like, the lower leg. But she was also pointing to right hand, which could also mean – that's why I asked leg or hand, because it doesn't
you
really –
You hand
like,
grabbing for the planter's wart.
No, nothing like that.
Patrick, I'm going to tell you something that's freaky. Now, I don't have any issues with arthritis or anything like that. I'm 57 years old, but
– He does live in Maryland. Delaware, whatever.
Just the other day, 2 days ago, because I drive my tractor and mow the grass quite a bit, my right hand had pains in it. It was from driving the tractor, and I twisted my hand when I was driving the tractor. Could that be what it is?
No, because you can't drive a stick, dude.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I'm trying to help you here, but yeah, I did injure my right thumb and my hand driving the tractor mowing the grass here.
Okay, that's probably what it is. I mean, a lot of the time,
he found a growling possum on the lawn. He picked it up and put it in the hand, and it bit him. He won't tell you that because he's kind of embarrassed.
But isn't this a way to like? to give validation? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was trying to say, is that they're trying to validate who they are and that they're with you in some way.
Pat, I'm just busting your chops, by the way. You know that. I hope you know that. Because mine's next. This would be fun.
diabetes.
All right.
Do you have type 2?
Me?
Do you know? Diabetes? Yeah.
I don't think so. But
Frank.
It could be,
check your doctor.
If the little short lady with the curly hair is telling you so now, I'm afraid I might have it.
Wait, the short and curlies? What do you call it? Short and curlies? Oh, my God. Oh.
So she's kind of pointing towards like a higher blood sugar. I don't think she's trying to say, like, watch what you eat, but, like, you need to get checked out.
Okay.
And then do you have a lot of nightmares or weird odd dreams that
he does,
like,
this show?
I am a nightmare. For a lot of people, I'm a big nightmare, but no, I sleep pretty well.
Do you ever have, and this could even be John, where you're asleep, but when you wake up and you can't move, you're just paralyzed. Like sleep paralysis is what they call it. And at the same time, you might feel something trying to, like, grab your leg or pull the sheets
off the bed. I'll give you that. I've had things freak with my legs before, yeah. But I thought it was just, like, I drank too much or the margin.
That's because you're an ape, dude. You're huge. You're a huge human. You get these things. I'm not a huge human.
No, I've actually – I've actually had that. Yes, I've had that.
Okay, so that's just stuff that she gave me as validation and info that I had no clue about.
And by the way, Patrick, you do know that now I will not sleep at night. I will have nightmares because there's a woman walking around the house who's biting my foot and doing things to me, right?
I don't want to turn that too far because I don't want to boil over.
Great. All right, you want to go to John's?
Now we're going to do me. Oh, that should be good. Dr. Pat's already laughing about this one. This should be good.
Okay.
Now, remember, I rescue bunnies.
Yes. You might rescue bunnies, but
not
I don't
sure
know. okay, so you have a male with you.
Neat.
Of course
he
does.
Is about yes.
Tell my wife, she'll kill him.
He's about 5'8 to 5'11.
Okay.
To 5'11. He has neck issues.
Has what?
And he
neck
has
issues.
Like a neck issue.
A neck issue.
Like he can't turn his neck all the way.
Oh, neck. Okay. I'm not neck.
Yeah,
I'm
neck.
Like
neck.
Okay.
Like
neck.
Attached to your head. Yeah. He died really quick of cancer. When I saw your picture, I got a feeling of chest issues. So, like, a really heaviness in my chest. So I don't
really?
Know if you have. Yes.
I have nothing like that. Pat, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I will because that's the thing to do. I'm not making I make jokes, all kinds of stuff. I always make jokes. I have nothing of that sort at all. I'm being honest.
Okay. No, that's good because I don't want you.
I'm
going to
be honest.
Too,
you be
so
honest with me. I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Let me ask you, Patrick, are you saying that this spirit or this thing or whatever it is that you're talking about, it had neck issues, or that John has neck issues?
So, I saw the spirit, and when I saw the spirit, he couldn't turn his neck fully to the left or to the right. Now that could be saying, tell this to John.
All right.
So it's a male. He's about 5'8", 5'11", bald, no glasses, no facial hair.
God, it's like a bad stuff thing of Sweeney Todd. But all right, go continue.
Yeah. I got the feeling of, like, heaviness in the chest. Now, if he died quick of cancer, it could have been lung cancer.
Don't know anybody. Okay.
Nope, that's fine. Now, the Nick problem aspect, that could be leading to John saying maybe he pulled a muscle or injured his back.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm being honest. I'm being totally honest, dude.
Okay. No, that's
John,
fine.
John, be careful moving in your new house. I wouldn't lift anything heavy based on this.
Yeah, no shit. Right in the middle of a move. Yeah, this could happen. All of a sudden, bam, I break my neck. Oh, news at 11. No. Anyway, as you were.
So have you seen a growth in your business about 36 to 48% in the last 6 months to a year?
Well, I'd consider it more than that,
and
but that's fine.
Okay. So that's going to continue. However, there's going to be a major change. So I was told, like, one of the recipes that you were doing with your sauces, did it belong to a family or a friend?
Not at all.
Not at all. So they've all been created by you.
Who got zero? No. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing. That was all out of my stupid head.
Yeah. That's fine. Okay. Well,
at least Frank got a kick out of that one.
He stole somebody's recipe.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, no.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Oh, don't even go there. Anyway.
No, you're fine. Not saying that at all. It was like more meant like it was passed down from like a family or a friend. That probably
not really.
No
indirectly at best, like 7 years ago, but indirectly at best. That was my great grandmother. Indirectly
okay.
at best.
So,
was she bald and didn't have any facial hair?
Yeah. No, she was something. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Dr. Moreau's Island. Yeah, yeah. Okay, can we continue? believe my mind's open.
Well, no, I'm just wondering because, I mean, I didn't mean any disrespect in saying
that.
No,
none taken. Oh,
I'm just like, okay, well, no, it's like passed down. Let's see. Was there a car accident? And this was probably more reflective on you within the last 2 years.
No.
Like a major car, no major car accident? Okay.
Not in my life or any of my friends, no. Nothing.
Okay.
Being honest, I'm being 100% honest tonight. Last time when I'm coming back, I'm drunk, we're on the turnpike, we're talking to you, I'm busting chops. Tonight, I'm being totally honest. If this is a reading, I'm being totally honest with you.
No, you're fine. So I would watch out for car accidents, because maybe it wasn't a car accident. So what the feeling was a sudden movement, like at a fast pace, and then a sudden stop.
Oh, it happens all the time.
So
it's called pedestrians. Pedestrians who don't look up before the car is coming toward them. But anyway, just me.
So Patrick, what you basically have said is I can't sleep anymore, and he can't drive anymore.
Well, no. I'm
kidding.
You're driving me, bitch.
So when it's like fast movement and then a sudden stop, the first thing that comes to mind is a car accident. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily a car accident.
That was a long time ago. We're talking ages ago. I mean, not like in the last 2 years. My God, that was like 10 years ago. But that has nothing to do with reality. Now, I mean, it has nothing to do with that.
No, unless there was something like held over, like an injury that you would have.
No, nothing. Zero.
Okay.
Guys. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. So you're just a hard man to read.
I think he bumped his head 10 years ago, and this is just the after effect that we're seeing now.
That's why I'm on the phone right now, Frank, because I bumped my freaking head. And you get really. I have to say something. I'm not an easy one to figure out because I haven't figured it out myself yet. My wife is still trying to figure me out. I don't know how complex I am because I've not. It keeps going. It's kind of cool.
Sure. Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. But also in your photo, I mean, your photo is difficult to read because
there's a lot going on in that photo.
Sure.
I present myself in different. I wear disguises all the time. That should give you some a little bit of mileage on that one. I do because what I do. I love Halloween. My wife. Mm-hmm. I turned her into loving Halloween because she find this actually is fun as adults, and Halloween is fun. And that what you saw there was a few months back. And that was a Halloween picture, dressed up as I love Assassin's Creed, blah, 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 all the games, blah, 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 blah. But, that's what that whole picture was about. And it kind of shows me, because I'm a man of all faces, like a Hugo, man of a thousand faces kind of thing.
No, that's fine.
Who has a bald-headed ghost who's following him around.
I'm wondering about that one. It's like, oh, my God, somebody shaved a wild rabbit out back? I mean, this is horrible.
Well, it doesn't really tell me a whole lot. And now knowing that the photo was a few months ago or is a few months ago, that kind of gives me more insight, too, is why I didn't really get
I don't have because I was at work when we both forgot about it, and I sent Frank have him use this one because it's kind of a cool one. I have a bunch of costumes. I love costumes. They're fun.
Patrick,
they're fun. And
I think he was afraid of getting a true reading tonight.
Are you fucking kidding me? Really? You want to go that route?
I'll
take a selfie right now. Okay. Wait. You know what? If you want a real one, I'll take a selfie right now. I'm sitting out here talking.
I knew he'd do this. He's going to send you a picture right now, Patrick. And while he's doing that, we have a caller. Patrick, are you game to take a caller?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'll take him up.
John, are you sending one? Are you actually sending a recent picture right now?
Yeah, I'm working on it here. Give me a minute.
All right, hold on a second. Patrick, I'm going to take a caller while he's doing that. And caller,
all right.
You are calling in GI Radio. Do you have a question for Dr. Fetter? Hello?
Hello, is that us?
Hello?
Hello?
You there?
This is Patrick.
Yeah. Where do
I
send
this? Patrick, I have a question for you.
Yes.
We have a rather new house. And you mentioned earlier that, you know, spirits might be left over in houses or whatnot. And if our house is rather new, let's say in the last 5-6 years built, how worried do we need to be about that?
So newer homes, so a lot of that is potentially the spirits of who built the house. So if it was like a family-owned builder, if their grandfather died, sometimes you will get residual hauntings from that grandfather. You typically, if you have a haunting, I can take a look at some photos and give you a better idea, but just over the phone, it's pretty realistic because you also have where the house was built on, the land. Where?
Where do I send my picture?
I think Frank has the telephone number.
How concerned do we need to be, you know, are all spirits there to haunt, or are they there for good, too?
I think they're good, too.
I don't really feel that spirits are necessarily evil. Demons are evil, but spirits are just there. Their way of communicating with you is through energy. Everything I do is energy-based. So if you hear footsteps or lights go on or cupboard doors are open or things are moved around your house, that's all methods of energy and having it being shown. So they're basically just trying to get your attention.
So we have this bedroom in the basement that the light randomly turns on. We've never been downstairs when it has turned on, but just, you know, being upstairs and you walk down the basement and the light is already on. We always thought it was some neighbor's remote control for their garage that was setting the light on, because it is remote based in that room. There's a remote instead of a light switch itself. So we thought the frequency might, you know, match. Are you saying that it could be something turning this light on?
Very well possible. I mean, it's pretty difficult for me just to give you a 100% answer over the phone. You're more than welcome to send an email to me. It's just info@patrickfetters.com.
Cool.
I won't charge you to look at a photo. And I can give you some input from there.
Cool.
If you want.
All right,
if you're comfortable
doing that. Photos of the inside of the house or outside?
Yeah, so
of the house?
I would take a photo of the basement room where this light comes on and off. And we're
the outside
just
shots really shouldn't matter
forth,
much out,
so.
Honestly. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean I would start with the room that you're noticing things and then move on from that room to the outside. And then depending on where you live, I mean, if you were here based in Ohio, I would suggest a in-person investigation.
Children
are but born. You typically, if you're not in Ohio, it's a little bit more. We just had to talk about it. I mean, because
I
do all the removal and stuff like
thanks
that.
Thanks, caller,
so.
For call,
that's cool,
calling.
That's cool.
So if somebody wants to get in contact with you, Patrick, they contact you how again?
So if they wanted to email, my email address is very simple. It's just info@patrickfetters.com.
So it's not INPHO, it's INFO. Okay, so now you're getting difficult.
Yes. INFO.
All right.
Did
you send in the photograph, Joy?
I sent you it. I want you to forward it.
Oh, me?
The phone is hanging off my ear. I'm sitting on the front porch of my house sending you like a hee-hee, happy picture. Oh, you haven't sent it yet. Oh, yeah. You can see the laborers on this one. Oh, my Lord.
Right. Oh, my God.
I'm watching bunnies romp in my backyard.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
You know what's really cool? Okay.
Oh, no, I'll take a break, and I'm going to try to figure out how to, while I'm doing the show, send this photograph to Patrick.
We're doing
a break.
You're not doing the show. You can take a dump, and you can send my picture to Pat. So I mean, where are we with McLean with the American Pie? I mean, where are we going with this?
Well, you know, I got like all kinds of shit going on here, but I'm gonna send Patrick your photograph, and we're gonna take
Please
a
do.
Quick break.
And
then,
you can see that you see
then,
the phone hanging out of my side of my head. Yes, I'm on my porch
then,
right now.
All right,
drinking
so
Iron
gotta,
Maiden
right.
beer. Actually, I'm drinking Iron Maiden beer. This is very good stuff. Anyway.
All right, I'm going to send this to everybody. We're going to take a break. Don't go away. And then we're going to come back and talk about John's real reading.
And, Frank did pinching his loaf. He's going to cut some tiles. And, we're going
to
come back.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to find a real long song so I can do that. All right, hang on a second. We're going to
play American Pie works, Ministry. Jesus Built My Hot Rod, red line version. That'll last for 17
no
minutes.
What you're talking about. I have no idea. Okay. I'm going to play Guilty Pleasure, and the song is called Sex Machine, which is also something that Patrick does. He's a sexologist. We're going to be right back.
Yeah.
Don't go away.
And I'm going to put Maggie on with this one.
Loud bite.
machine.
Psychic chef, Dr. Patrick Fetters, and John, I've been trying to forward your photograph to Patrick, and it's not going through. You didn't get it, did you, Patrick?
Great. So I mean, how many grill marks you got in that loaf? Where are we going with this?
What you're going to have to do, as I asked you to do at the beginning, send it directly to him by messenger. But anyway, I can't forward it through my phone for whatever reason. It won't go through.
All right, let me bring up my little phone here.
While he's doing that, Patrick, let's talk about your sexologist business. That's your day job, right?
Okay, where am I sending this? I'm going
to
go through
Patrick Fetters on his messenger through Facebook.
Oh, stop it. I'm working on this.
All right, well, let me talk to the guest. Go figure it out. All right, so that's your day job, right?
Yeah, that's my day job.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm being honest here. I've had people, I've said, we've got
it's
a sexologist coming on our show, and they want to know what
dot,
is this.
Is it Patrick
is
Dot this, Fetters?
What? Oh, you. Okay, so if you send it to...
I am being annoying, but I'm asking you a serious question. If you want a real picture, Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Yep.
Fetters
is F-E-T-T-E-R-S.
Right.
Yep, that's me. So it's just .com. So it's info@patrickfetters.com.
Oh, now you're killing me.
But if you go to Facebook Messenger, this is fun.
I got beers in me here, man.
We're like Mo, Larry, and Curly right now.
All right, yeah, no shit. We need shimp. All right. Okay, info@patrickfetters, all one word.
Yes.
Okay. Now you're going to get it now.
All right.
Oh, you're going to get it. Yeah, you're going to get it. I'll wait for it.
All right, while you're doing that, can we go back to the sexologist question? What does a sexologist do?
All right, so.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing. Oh, I'm done.
You're fine. Okay, so what I basically do is I count.
Coming at you, baby.
Hold on a second.
You do what now? John, would you just shut up so the man can talk? You do what now?
That's right. So I typically get couples. And I counsel them to better their sex lives.
Okay.
Well, that's a good
so
thing.
So you sometimes will also get
noble
single
mission.
Females, single males, some people that are either gay or lesbian or transgendered or just they don't know what they're
LGBT XYZF things. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. And you just you help them out as a sexologist. We get to test out a lot of new products before they hit market.
Really?
So at the same time. I get to give those to clients free of charge. We get to, go to, like parties and stuff like that, and teach people how to properly have an orgasm and so on.
Wait. Go back a minute. You teach people to have an orgasm. You're the orgasmist.
No, I'm not the one giving them that.
Hey. I'm being honest. You go to a party, you tell people how to have an orgasm. So that would make you the orgasmist.
I guess in a way.
You're like a walking Ouija board with a happy ending. I mean, where are we going with this? Is crazy stuff.
Well, it's
funny too.
I didn't even write that down. That was funny. That was on top of my head.
That was a great line. I think that ball hitting guy that's following you around probably told you that one. That's a good one.
No, I know he told me. I'm drinking Iron Maiden beer. Fight me.
Wait a minute. I wrote a Ouija board with a happy ending. Okay, go ahead, Patrick.
It is kind of funny.
Well, I have a PhD in human sexuality health. So
okay.
Which is a good
basically
thing.
Basically, that allows me to go out and counsel and help people with any sexual issues, impotence,
okay,
climaxing too quickly. And
is
so
it hands on?
So I actually that is not part of my practice.
Okay,
I do work with people. No, that's fine. I do work with people that are hands on.
Neat.
It's just, yeah, I it's just not what I do.
are these paid positions? Because I
yes.
Hey, that'd be something.
Yes, they are paid.
Do I get a WIC card for this? This is awesome shit.
And you typically will see females in the more hands on
right
field, you know. So and that's done through massage or other methods.
Well, so for
more
some women you have to plow through the field, but I mean whatever it is, I get it.
Yeah. So that's
we're not going to 70s with the red striped tennis socks. But but anyway, my bad.
You're fine. So it's less of what I typically do on a daily basis is that, and I'm more of the counseling. Now we don't do like marriage therapy or anything like that.
That's a mess.
But it is. But
if they're if a married couple's coming to you to tell them how to have sex, there's an issue. Now you tell people that are not married, it could be better this way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. Okay, cool. See,
yeah, pretty,
see,
pretty much.
Frank, see, I'm on track for once.
Yeah, you are.
Because I know all about sex. I know all about it. Oh, boy, do I.
Or I suggest a certain type of lubricant and a toy or different positions.
Yeah, Maggie didn't like it when I brought the teddy bear into play. She didn't like where I put it, but that we're not going there.
So do you have any apprentice jobs that you need any help?
No, not at the moment.
Frank,
That's a common question.
Calm down, Frank.
Well, I'm just trying to find a different career to part-time.
Frank, one thing Frank doesn't realize, he lives in a land of crabs. Okay, and now we're talking about sex. He lives in crab land. I don't think you want to be having him with hands on anything because those motherfuckers, they pull a house apart down there. I mean, these things are big crabs. You kidding me? The dungeoness? Oh, yeah, dungeoner. My Lord. Oh, but anyway, oh, Pat, I sent you my picture.
I didn't
get
it yet.
Picture, Patrick?
No, I'm looking at my email here, and I don't have anything new.
Nothing, no, really. Let me see if it. This sucks. This is the first thing I say in my life. I wanted a man. I want you to do me, but if Maggie would kick my ass. But I'm trying to make sure I sent that to the right place. Oh, this sucks. Oh man.
Oh well.
If there's anybody else out there
who wants to make a call, and by the way, Patrick, do you really like coming on this show? Because we give you a bunch of crap, dude.
You're awesome, dude. You roll with the punches. I gotta love that. It's like an old Talking Heads song for like 19. Oh my God, Remain in Light. Just you roll with the punches. I love you, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I like coming on the show. I enjoy you guys. I would focus more on the mediumship aspects than the sexology aspects because sometimes it does come into play.
I have to tell you, your sexologist part was fantastic. especially the line that John had about the Ouija board and the happy ending. That's a classic moment.
You know, that's just one. It's one of those terms that you come up with after drinking Iron Maiden beer. But that's just one of those terms you come up with, and it's just it's a beautiful thing. That's Iron Maiden beer, the Trooper. It's kind of a limited release, but whatever.
I can see Patrick on his website, patrickfetters.com, having that as his byline now. I would use it if I was you.
Damn right. You better get it before I do.
Anybody out there who wants to call in, 714-2, I don't know what the number is anymore, 242-5272. We're just about out of time, and we do get a lot.
You need both hands to do the show. Keep one hand. Really?
No, we actually kid a lot, but he does have a website you can go to. We've got it here on our link here. Just click it and go to find out more about his psychic business. And you've actually got a discount if people mention our radio show tonight. You give them a discount for a reading. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm giving them 45% off.
Hey, Pat,
normal.
Pat, average. Give price. Give him 5% off if they mention Ouija board and happy ending. I'll tell you what.
You know what? I did say.
I like it. It was stream of conscious, but dude, it worked.
I could definitely say that. I'll give them 50% off. A normal priced reading, 60 minutes.
Because nobody listens to us except people in Vietnam.
Really? You actually be surprised.
Well, no, Vietnam actually fell to like number 4, I think, was a couple of weeks ago, which is sad.
Number 4.
But
yeah.
Well, then we get North Korea.
I got a phone call from Empire Radio after I did the first show.
Right.
And they wanted to give me my own radio program.
Oh, no,
and
shit,
I'm like,
dude.
Okay.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Nothing wrong with New York. I live in Jersey.
But...
Hey, I'll chat you up. Hey, we'll do beers.
And if you get your own show, you got to have us on as a guest.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would.
Hey, Frank, we're going to be call-ins. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that. All right. Well, nobody else is calling. We are just about out of time. Check out patrickfetters.com if you want to find out more about his psychic medium reading. He's given a 50% discount.
Well, wait. One better than that. Patrick, Dr. Patrick,
yep,
is our first one-hour guest.
Yes.
Huh?
You are.
Well, that's exciting.
You are. That's something. That's something. I feel like putting
a
hand in my crotch. But I mean, no, it's a beautiful thing. It's just you're our first 1 hour guest. That's awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
It went flying by. No, thank you very much, and we appreciate you putting up with our crap. And I'm gonna research the lady who used to own this house and find out if she's the one who's walking around.
What are you talking about? I got some bald dude following me around. He's like 5 foot six. I just, dude, what the fuck is that all about? What did I do? I got some in like Labyrinth with David Bowie following me around. Like, oh, what the hell's going on here?
I'm sure you're
fine. It's Huggle, not Huggis. It's Huggle. No, never mind. No, nobody get the joke.
Go. Dr. Fetter, thank you very much, and you're welcome to come back anytime, any place.
You're awesome.
You are.
All right. Well, thank you.
You
guys
put
very
up
much.
With my shit. You are the awesome person. It's really true.
Let the good doctor go. Thank you. Check out his website. Check out his discount. Mention Grand Ideas Radio and also mention the Ouija board, and you'll get 50% off. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I love that. The Ouija board at the ending. That's just
funny. All right, John.
I'm
going to
go back to my bunny
go.
Rescue. Even though I'm a dark guy, I'm going back to my bunny rescue tomorrow.
Okay. You going back again? Back in the sewer?
I saved one out of two.
More than you
did that day. Ah,
actually, Patrick,
now quiet.
Patrick
Frank, 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 Frank,
hey.
Frank, when you bring the jaw up, you stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I rescued
Patrick,
one
Patrick
out of two, and hey, I went
Patrick
to the sewer
help
for this
you
bunny.
Find that other one. Patrick could help you find the other bunny now.
It no longer exists. I'm not even going there.
That's my point. All right, we got to go. You got anything else you want to say?
Tomorrow, Chatham, New Jersey, Fishawack. It's like the 86th annual or whatever. It's the Lenape Indians, named for the Passaic River that runs through Chatham. Tomorrow is the Fishawack. I know, I prefer whack a fish. It sounds more like Jersey. But it's the Fishawack thing. So, bam,
Fishawack.
I'm going to be there from 8 o'clock to like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They shut Chatham down. Come on down. Have fun. Anyway, other than that, Frank?
I got nothing else, so you got to say your line, and I can close the show out.
Next Friday, same bat time, same bat channel. Ouija board with a happy ending. Here we go.
See you guys.
I keep gritting my teeth. I keep hitting the ground. Got my hands full of grease, fingernails whittled down. They pick me up, and they put me down. But when the smoke done settled, I stood my ground. Now ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I've been kept in the fog, now I'm ready to bust. If you live my life, you ain't got time to trust. I've been blue collar pride since I rode the bus. Saw my life on the line, blood, sweat, and the grind. I live what I spit, bullshit in the side. Always been first place, I ain't got time to tie. So you can put away the hearse, I ain't got time to die.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held the ground. I'm still standing here.
Oh, this is my life and this is my road. It feels like home to me. And all of you that had your doubts are just a memory. I know that this road is so damn tough and my back's up against the wall. I'll pick myself back up again and prove to all of y'all that we ain't no punks.
Hell no!
No, we ain't no punks.
Hell no!
We stand our ground, make our family proud, and show you how to get her done. No, we won't back down.
No,
we won't back down. Through a cloud of smoke, you gon' see my ass as I raise hell through your town.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
Pedal, let the smoke settle clear. I'll be staring at the world through my rearview mirror. All I need is my crowd and my crowd gonna cheer. When life is tough, just shift another gear. Now pump your fist like this. Raise hell, motherfucker. Raise hell, motherfucker. Now pump your fist like this. Pump your fist. Pump your fist.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held the ground. I'm still standing here. In the woods from the trailer parks, this good old boy done become a star. Now the dead made a dream, now my dream took me far. I'm still standing here. I love the crowd cause they lift me up when they're screaming out my name. If I'm going down tonight, then I'm going down in flames. They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
On the gas on the sandy beach, you'll get high from riding 8 seconds deep. I get high from the needle on my back with ink. And how some of you suckers wanna be like me. Got no time for paparazzi, taking my shot. I got no time for the critics that are wanting my spot. Got no time for the job, I'll see you at the top. I'm never gonna quit and I'll never, never stop.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my